Go and sit down, take a seat. You're going to be here for a minute. It is apparent to me that no matter how much people post scripture, no matter how much people say they are in the truth, they still cannot see this world without color. They still see white supremacy. They still see white men. They still see slavery. They still see curses. They still see everything that they have been exposed that was going to happen in these last days have been told to them in scripture, in spirit, and still, after all the evidence that the Most High has revealed about this world, we go right back into stupidity of the Masonic doctrine of this is a race war. We still haven't woken up from this. Your spirit is weak. You posting scripture on social media is weak. The way you walk is weak. Because if anybody had real eyes, I'm talking about real spiritual eyes and real spiritual ears to listen, you would see that this has so much Masonic symbolism, it makes me throw up. And I told people this was going to happen. I told you they've been programming you with colors and numbers since day one. Let's go back over it again, because apparently I need to repeat myself 5 times over so people can really get it. People talk about, oh, mainstream media lies and mainstream lies. But, oh, please tell us that there's a 180-page document written by a gay French homo that this white boy picked up that no one read. Now, one black person went to find that document and read it to see what it's about. And then to come to find out, if you actually read it, you would see it had so many holes and so many contradictions within that whole doctrine because they copied and pasted it. If you actually search for the truth, as I did, search to see what other people are saying about this 180-page Great Replacement Theory doctrine written by a French homo when he was talking about his country, his world, his race being overtaken somehow by immigrants. Now that doctrine has switched. It has morphed into all of a sudden Jewish elites bringing black people over here to replace white folk. That chart document changed in 24 hours. The people who actually read it on Reddit that they were already into what this man was saying, they said the same thing over and over again. The doctrine contradicts itself. The kid went from being a radical left than to be in a right and say he's more likely an authoritarian left type of ideology. Now, they're going around on Instagram, they're going around on Facebook, are deleting and flagging this fact that is not about some white nationalist, it wasn't about some white supremacy, and it wasn't about no far-right doctrine. But you so-called awakened people, soon as mainstream media, the same mainstream media tell you there was space, the same mainstream media that sat there that had Blue Origin, that had Elon Musk, said they reached space, the same mainstream media said there was a boiling hell planet that was going to hit our atmosphere, the same people, the same mainstream media that told you that there's a sun 93 billion miles away that let off solar flares. The same mainstream media going to tell you now that white nationalism, white supremacy is back in control and back in power because some white 18-year-old boy. So let's go back then. Let me go back. I told you, when you start seeing 16s, it was the tarot card of the tower. It was the tower card. The tower card means chaos. It meant destruction. And the only way you can destroy the justice system, the only way you can destroy the police departments, the only way you can destroy the Second Amendment rights is to have Masonic events that can do that. And they tell you out front they are going to do it. A year ago in June, InfoWars, Alex Jones came out and said they are going to create mass murder in minority grocery stores, in churches. Now, he is a control opposition. And what they do with Alex Jones, which is beautiful. I love seeing this serpent system work. What they do with Alex Jones is have him say a non-popular fact against the Sandy Hook conspiracy. How the one white parent came out there laughing and smiling, and all of a sudden, when they said action, he started crying. That is a dead giveaway. But everybody didn't understand reason. Everybody didn't understand facts. Everybody assumed like, oh, they killed all these children in this school. So Alex Jones said it was a conspiracy. They didn't kill all that many children. So what do? They bring him in because he's a controller. They bring in what he said and to discredit him, to mock him, to sue him. So now, no matter what Alex Jones says, no one will ever repeat what he says. Because you're scared of getting sued. You're scared of libel. You're scared of defamation. Then he comes back around and says what's going to happen. That they were going to shoot up churches. They were going to shoot up minority grocery stores. He said this a year ago. And no one paying attention to it. No one said, oh, you're crazy. Like they do now. Then when it happens, oh, Alex Jones told us all that. So now we go back to the control op, listening to control op. Then he tells you more certain misinformations that he wants you to know. That is how they get you and fool you. But if you don't have the spirit, if your spirit is 2 years old, if you have an infancy spirit, you are not going to see these things. You don't have the ears to listen to it. But I said, through gematria, through basic numbers, basic math, they be showing you 16. Kim Kardashian lost 16 pounds. That's not really a big deal. She had that Marilyn Monroe dress from 60 years ago during the Cuban Missile Crisis. She says she lost 16 pounds in 3 weeks. 16. The Tower Card. Because really, 16 pounds is not something that's going to get the flag of or to get the attention of an eating disorder or unnecessary dietary issues. 16 pounds is not really that bad. It's not that hard to lose. It's lose if y'all all y'all seen is fat women parade themselves like on Sports Illustrated and what Lizzo's doing. Then you think 16 pounds, oh my God, that's too much. Be healthy, be good, be healthy. Even your brain, even the symbolism and subliminal messaging that is going in through out of your brain is telling you that 16 pounds is too much, but you hold on to the number 16. Some whack comedian says, oh, I'm going to gain 16 pounds because Kim Kardashian lost it. It's still 16. TMZ, I'm the trainer. 16 pounds was really good for her. 16. Kalia Posey, the reality star from Toddlers and Tiaras. She committed suicide at what age? 16. Paris Hilton. For some unknown reason, all of a sudden, after all the foolishness she does, after all the symbolism that she does, the vow of silence, the intermixing with Kabbalah, all the symbolism she part of, knowing that she is not anybody free like the rest of us, that she grew up in privilege, in occult privilege. She said that she was snatched out of her bed at 16 into an institution where she witnessed child abuse. They all of a sudden talking about this now when mainstream media went out of their way to tell you that the Pizzagate conspiracy wasn't true. They go out of their way to say Democrats don't have anything with child abuse. They go out of their way to tell you that white people were crazy or QAnon was crazy for mentioning that the global elites are involved with child sex trafficking and child ritualistic satanic abuse. They go out of their way to do that, to that bring in Paris Hilton in the White House to talk about how she suffered child abuse at 16. Then she locks herself in this concrete box that resembles a tower. Being locked in a tower like a princess is locked in a tower. The Tower tarot card is 16. I gotta repeat it for the dum-dums. If you go through what happened, I'm not even going to bring gematria into this because I know some of you suffer from actually learning new things. The Topps logo, it is a diamond in a box. Why do you think they picked this specific grocery store? I could tell you Topps and gematria, but I'm not. I'm not going to tell you it equals a 16. I'm not going to get into the full reduction in basic math. I couldn't stand math. I am a career C- math student. But some of you are smarter than me in scholastic areas. I don't understand it. There's too much of a way to do this. All right. But Topps is 16. The logo is a diamond in a box. If you look through the area in between the Masonic square and compass, it is a diamond. The diamond in gematria, not even go there, but I'm going to go there. 33. The box is also the box of Saturn, which is what these retarded secret societies worship. They haven't even been to space, but they know for sure there is a planet with a hexagon on top of it that you only seen through CGI. That there's somehow, out of all the planets and stars, there is one with the rings around Saturn that actually has a hexagon box on top of it. White supremacy, boy, I tell you. Then this great replacement theory, he live streams the event. You don't see any of the live stream. You don't know anybody who's seen any of the live stream. You don't see the screenshots from the live stream. But they tell you he live streamed it. They tell you he inscribed some racist, some nonsense on his gun. Something about reparations and the N-word. So what? What does that mean? You ignorant African Americans in this country call each other the N-word and tell everybody it's a term of endearment, and you don't want nobody else to say it but your own. All right, I'll let you live with that stupidity. We can go deeper, though. We can go deeper. The 10 people he popped still pales in comparison of all the mass murderers that were black people in the year 2021. I'm going to post this on my Instagram later. But I want to get this truth out first. I want to prime you for how I'm about to go in. Y'all sit there, bump your head, buck dance, huck a buck, slew foo, toosie slide to your own people talking about murdering each other, selling drugs to each other, raping and dehumanizing your own women. We all hear that every single day. That ain't got nothing on that 108-page document. Not one. Y'all listen to a whole album full of the same lyrics talking about shooting and killing black people, but a white man do it. Oh my gosh. This white supremacy's head again. Black women are breaking their necks. Black women can't wait to abort their children and call it a right. Can't wait to get pregnant. Can't wait to have sex raw to prove to white America that they too can be under the doctrine of killing their own children. No. KKK, don't do this for us. No. White supremacy, don't do this for us. Please give us the right to destroy ourselves. Please give us the right to kill our own babies when we don't want them. Give us the right to abandon our children. Don't take that right from us. Please. We'll march in front of the Capitol. We would do all that it takes to prove to you, white America, that we can sacrifice our children just like you have. I could get into more Prince Hall Freemasonry, York Rite, Scottish Rite Freemasonry, I'm going to post this later on my Instagram. That the same organization that put a yoke of collar with their symbolism on it during slavery, during the 1800s, are the same black politicians, are the same black entertainers, are the same black Greeks that you have family members part of, that you have children that are a part of, that all you have friends that are a part of, are tied to slavery, are tied to slavery that has dehumanized and backbroken and buckbreaked your whole generation of family members. How are you going to stop so-called white supremacy if you have family members, if you have favorite idols, if you follow celebrities that are part of this so-called Masonic doctrine? The Great Replacement Theory is what you're seeing with our people, with Greek sororities, Greek fraternities, when you see what Prince saw Freemasonry and what you see these weak-ass athletes be a part of. These weak-ass rappers that y'all love buck-breaking their own buttholes to be a part of something else. Your entertainers, your politicians, you think fight for you. You think they do you a better good in the White House, in Congress, in Senate, that they're a part of the same secret society that's not so secret anymore, a part of the same Masonic doctrine that has hogtied your relatives since you ever known them. If you laid out a map of America, okay, lay this map out. Lay a map of America out, and then you go through these shootings during the weekend, okay? There was one in Buffalo. Put a point there. Or put a dot. Then there was one in Texas. Now, go from Buffalo to Texas with a line. Draw a line. From there, from Texas to California, where the church shooting happened. Draw a line there. Now, from California to Buffalo, draw a line. Okay? You visualize this line, or if you drew it on a piece of paper, good. You got this line. I'll give you time to draw you draw these points. Connect these points for me. Okay. What do you see? You see, or you get, an upside down pyramid. How many sides are of a pyramid? 3. How many points are of a pyramid? 3. How many shootings happen on a weekend that was what? What's a weekend? 3 days. There was a lunar blood moon that happened during the weekend. In certain Wicca or witchcraft or Masonic covens or doctrines, the moon is considered a female. The downward pyramid or the upside down triangle is called the sacred feminine, which is called the yoni. So what you saw was a blood moon sacrifice, a lunar sacrifice. They use 3 killings, which if you go through these killings, you go through these shootings, don't make sense. But you can pick up on the symbolism. The church in California, which was a Geneva Presbyterian church, okay? Some form of Christianity. They have a service where you can go online and then you can also watch it from your TV. What channel do you think this service was going to be showcased? These sermons are showcased on. What channel do you think? I'll let you get, you already know. I'll give you a second for a guess. The number 6. On channel 6 is where they show these services. They said a 60-year-old Asian man, Taiwanese man, went into a church and shot up other Taiwanese people where they said, now get this, they said people who are in their 60s, 70s, and 80s happened to hog tie a 60-year-old Taiwanese man? You don't see any pictures of this dude. You don't see any of the crime scene photo. You don't see nothing. You take the mainstream media's word for it, because why? You still so hopped up on Buffalo, you assume like, oh, it got to be the same truth in L.A. But if you go through symbolism, if you go through the television reports of what happened over there, there's so much Masonic symbolism in that too. And then they just did the one in Texas for flavor. They like to mix in truth with lies. And I said again, if you don't have spiritual eyes, you don't have spiritual ears, you're not going to be able to discern anything that's going on in front of your eyes, especially when you are so indoctrinated with these slave doctrines. With these slave fear doctrines. Y'all sit there and watch slavery movie after slavery movie, civil rights movie after civil rights movie, and y'all have not caught on that this is them indoctrinating you back into racism, back into white supremacy fear. But they want you to believe, because mainstream media said so. Mainstream media said that this was a white nationalist, that this was a far right white supremacist. They've been saying this for the last 48 hours. That's all you're ever going to hear. You're going to hear white supremacy, white racist, great replacement theory, anti-Semitic. They ain't even talking about killing Jews, anti-Semitism. They don't even talk about Jewish people being targeted. Oh, it's Jew. We got to look out for the Jews now. Y'all don't see this. Y'all don't see how they are trying to equate everybody's struggle with our struggle, because it's us. We are the dumbasses that will fight for everybody's struggle because we think it'll lead to our own salvation. The flea market in Texas that was shot up. You don't even know the full story. You don't. You don't know what happened and how it happened. You just know a group of people got to arguing at a flea market. But if you did some research, before you jump to conclusions, if you ever actually did some research, the address of this so-called flea market was 8801 Airline Drive. What is 8 plus 8? 16. What is 8 by 8? It is a Masonic checkerboard. 8 by 8 is a Masonic checkerboard. 88 is the constellations in the sky. As above, so below. Why do you think they picked these spots? They said the boy Peyton Gendron, you don't even know if that's his real name, because if you run that through Gematria, you'll see the same thing. You'll see 187. What is 187? Murder. If you add 1 plus 8 and you add plus 7, which is basic math, what would you get? You would get 16. But let's go back. He said that he got his inspiration from Christchurch shootings that happened with the mosques, because some white man from Australia, for some reason, said that Muslims was a problem, that he left Australia to fly into New Zealand, and New Zealand was called Christchurch, New Zealand. Now you heard of Christchurch. You got to understand who the Jesuits are. They are the Society of Jesus. So everything got to have Christ or Jesus behind it. He said he got an 18-year-old who was 15 at the time that these murders happened, said he got his inspiration and got radicalized in 3 years. In 3 years, he was radicalized to pull inspiration from the mosque shootings that they shot up Muslims. Now, let me back up a bit. Now, you got 2 to 3 that they've been happening before, but now they bring up the South Carolina shootings. And y'all fools have not understood the Most High's doctrine yet, the Most High's judgments yet. If I am a Christian, or if I am in any kind of religion, and I seen shooters go in there and shoot up mass people, wouldn't I think, like, damn, my religion is really not that protected? The Most High cannot be found in religion. The Most High cannot be found in the doctrines of men. It should be plain to see to a lot of you that the Most High don't come into churches. He don't come into denominations. It don't matter if you call him Allah. It don't matter if you call him God or Lord. If you are not following his laws, statutes, his commandments, his ways, your prayers are for naught. The way you worship and praise is for naught. You can't tell me not. You can't tell me one Islam or Muslim war that you ever seen them do that they ever succeeded in. You seen mass hysteria of them self blowing up bombs and blowing up themselves because they tell you that they gonna get 72 virgins when they meet the gates of heaven, where there ain't never been 72 virgins mentioned in scripture. If you go to Book of Revelation, it don't even see 72 virgins. It says there are 12 gates, which are for the what? The 12 tribes of Israel. It don't say the 12 tribes of Presbyterian Church. It don't say the 12 tribes of Christianity. It don't say the 12 gates of Catholicism. It says Israelites. That's what it says in Revelation. But y'all so dumbfounded and so beat down with this mainstream media attitude of every time they put black versus white, y'all jump to it like a whore in heat. They trying to now compare him, compare him to Dylann Roof. Again, he went in a church where the Most High don't go to. He went in a church full of Kundalini spirit. He went in the church and found black people under a slave doctrine. A slave doctrine. We were sent over here. Sent over here because he told us, you didn't want to listen to me. I'm going to make you follow their gods. I'm going to make you follow their rules until you want to come back to me. We were destroyed for following everybody else's religion. And we are still destroyed today following everybody else's religion. All you're going to see is everybody bringing out the Prince of Freemasons. This is where they shine. This is where you're going to see Benjamin Crump. This is going to see all this weak Christianity doctrine that you're going to hear to make it seem like, oh, poor us. We are the victims. We're always the victims. Let me take you to what one of the children of Ruth Whitfield, who was so-called killed in this massacre. Let's listen to her son, who's already being gatekeeped and managed by having Benjamin Crump stand next to him in what? In a Christian church where they have a cross that says I-N-I-H-S on it. Which is some weird Greek that means Jesus. But it also is the emblem and the words attached to that logo that is for the Society of Jesus, which are the Jesuits. So let's listen to what this coon says.
Now, you know, we make no apologies for our suffering and our pain. You can see it. We're not going to apologize for that. But we're not just hurting. We're angry. Yeah. We're mad. Man. This shouldn't have happened.
No, it shouldn't.
We do our best to be good citizens, to be good people. We believe in God. We trust him. We treat people with decency. And we love even our enemies. And you expect us to keep doing this over and over and over again.
Oh my God. I don't know what to do. That's how y'all sound. Oh, I believe in God. I don't follow any of his rules, though, but I believe in God. We pray for our enemies. We love them. That is that same Martin Luther King doctrine that keep getting y'all asses beat in the street, shot in churches, and shot in the streets by police. And y'all haven't woken up to what's really going on yet. That's him being gatekeeped and managed by Benjamin Crump. It ain't even been 48 hours. Benjamin Crump was already there. Already there, walking back and forth behind the screens. You can't tell me, out of all the lawyers and litigation professionals in this whole country, you keep seeing Benjamin Crump. Why? Because he's an omega. He is a house slave to the York Rite, Scottish Rite Freemasons. You want to talk about doctrine? You want to talk about 180-page doctrine, the Great Replacement Theory? Y'all can't find not one lawyer or one politician, one entertainer that is just like you, unhanded or unhinged or uncovered by a Masonic doctrine. You can't find one. But you go by all you see on TV, all you hear with your worldly ears, all you see with your worldly eyes. I posted 4 or 5 beautiful scriptures that talked about how we should be dealing with our enemies if we follow these laws, statutes, commandments. What would happen to our enemies that none of this would ever happen? That people wouldn't get shot. And I said this before, that people never want to pay attention to what I say when I say it because they are stuck in doing things their way and not the Most High's way. Their way. You still want to participate in these stupid Christmas holidays, these Halloween festivals, Easter, your birthdays, every other tradition that America has really shoved down your throat since slavery. You can't stop doing it, but you want them to protect your life. You cry, whimper, whine, because they won't protect your sensibility, your nature for living in this world. You expect them to do that. The same people that brought your asses here and told you, you don't have a God anymore. You follow our God. And now, therefore, if you will hearken to my voice and guard my commandments, my statutes, my Torah, then will I cause your enemies to fall before you, and I will multiply your seed like the stars of heaven, and I will send my blessing upon all the works of your hands, and you shall lack nothing. This is what the Most High Yahuwah has said to Abraham. Very simple. Who are the ones that are getting killed out here in these streets? Christians. I don't care what race you are. Muslims. I don't care what race you are. Satanists. I don't care what race you are. You haven't seen one mass murderer. They were a mass shooting or mass killing truthers, conspiracy theorists, or the awakened Israelites. You haven't seen one. In the end times, he said, 2/3 of every nation will be removed. 1/3 will be refined as silver is refined. He will try us as gold is tried and bring us through the furnace. Polish us up like gold. Every time it comes to a white boy shooting mass black people, y'all forget commandments. Y'all forget Yahuwah. Y'all forget the Torah. The Most High is in control of this show. Think to yourself, how many years they've been on this earth that they were still doing Christmas, still doing Easter, still doing religion? Are the people who are slain, how many of them? Blessed are ye when men shall hate you, and when they shall separate you from their company and shall reproach you and cast out your name as evil for the Son of Man's sake. Rejoice ye in that day and leap for joy, for behold, your reward is great in heaven. For in the like manner did their fathers unto the prophets. You people come from bloodlines who have hated reason, who have hated uprightness, who have hated righteousness. Because you wanted to whore and follow after everybody else's gods. So you get what you get. You get Prince of Freemasons to represent you in the court. You get Greek fraternities and sororities to represent you in Senate. You get Greek, Boule, Prince Hall, Masonic affiliates to represent your race and your image in music, in sports, and entertainment. You get slavery, so your mind is stuck in slavery. You get stupidity, so you are stupid. You worship ignorance, so in that turn, it makes you ignorant. For you have girded me. This is Samuel. You have girded me. Not Sam, the book of Samuel. You have girded me with strength to battle. Them that rose up against me have you subdued under me. You have also given me the necks of my enemies, that I might destroy them, them that hate me. David. For they speak against you wickedly, and your enemies take your name in vain. Do not I hate them, O Yahuwah, that hate you? And I'm not grieved with those that rise up against you. I hated them with perfect hatred. I count them my enemies. Strive for the truth unto death, and Yahuwah shall fight for you. That's what I posted on my Instagram. That's not what people are understanding, because they don't like it. Y'all under this Martin Luther King pray for our enemies and pray for those who spitefully use this. Y'all get with that doctrine then. If I'm going by Abraham, Isaac, Judah, Jacob, David, if I'm going by the real men in scripture, they ain't turn the other cheek. They ain't pray for their enemies, unless it's for their downfall. Y'all want to be into their religions. Wonder why God ain't working for you in their religion. You want to whore, buck break, and be a part of these Masonic affiliates, these Masonic doctrines, and wonder why your life getting turned over. You wonder why people are getting shot and killed left and right, but you have no discernment of why that is. Most High has said, I make alive, I kill, I create light, I create evil, I am Yahuwah that does all these things. Y'all better find out what God y'all serving and find out what you're watching on TV. I told you, they sit there and promote and do all these Masonic rituals and sacrifices based on the moon, based on the summer solstice, based on the spring equinox, based on the winter solstice, based on how the sun moves in and out. They do all of this to get you blinded. Blinded. So you can usher yourselves in like retards, like as backwards people, usher yourselves right into the New World Order. Because you're still whoring after their acceptance. You're still whoring after their doctrines. You think this one white boy that shot down 10 old people who have had a chance to come to the Most High, that had a chance to see truth, after all the information that's been posted, after all the information that people have brought out, they chose not to have their ears open. They chose not to have their eyes fully open to what's going on. Let's go back to, again, Grady Lewis, this so-called Grady Lewis that was the one that witnessed what went on. Let's go back to this and see if this makes sense. Let's listen with our spiritual ears and not our coonish ears, looking for white supremacy to blame for our own stupidity and ignorance of the Torah.
Any indication that something was off?
No. No, this is the feeling I had that he didn't belong there for a reason, but he had a shirt on that said genius. So I wanted to see if the kid was a genius. We talked about string theory, we talked about dark matter, we talked about black holes, white holes in space, we talked about beginning of civilization, ancient history, we really went down a long ride because I really still felt like something is wrong. Why is he up here from that far away just to a city that he knows nobody in the middle of the city where black people are? What is he doing here?
After I posted this, somebody in the comments section, a black woman of all things, in the comment section, well, I've had conversations like this with strangers like this all the time. No, you have not. You have not seen somebody you deem threat. You didn't see anybody that you seen a threat that seemed out of place walk up to them and say, hey, let's have a conversation about black holes and white holes and string theory. That man don't even look like he knew what string theory is. Unless you're talking about string cheese pizza. Or you talking about string cheese from Stroboli, which is the old school cheese used to peel it like string cheese. There's no way in the world that this man saw a white boy, 18 years old, and say he looks out of place. Let me walk up to him and talk about physics. Let me talk about space with him and try to find out what he was talking about. Let me see, because his shirt said genius on it. So if I wear a shirt that says the Almighty God on it, would you come up to me and say, hey, are you the Almighty God? But y'all eat this up. Y'all eat this stupidity up. Because you don't think. All you saw was, please, give me more images of a black man saying that white people are wrong. Please, give me more information that promotes my ignorance and my emotions that I can jump to a conclusion that it's all white people's fault and white people are endangering us. Please, tell me more. But if you go through everything he says, doesn't make sense. Then I already posted that he was caught on a hot mic of somebody else telling him what to say in his ear. You shouldn't need to do any of that if you are eyewitness, if you were first on the scene, if you had a conversation for an hour and 45 minutes. That don't even make sense. And the story is coming out. He cased that place months ago. So then he showed up and all of a sudden he cased it again a day before. It makes no sense. If you know that's where black people are, literally, you don't need to case it. You don't need to do reconnaissance. You know black people are there. It don't matter what day you go to a grocery store. If it's in a predominantly black neighborhood, it's going to be black people there. It's going to be, if you want to pop off 10, it's going to be 10 there. The store is not going to change demographics and all of a sudden, the day before, it's just all white people. Or a month later, it's just all Asian people. That's common sense. They told you he cased that place from a month ago. Then you got some man named Grady Lewis said he had a conversation with this dude that hated black people. That's supposed to be a white supremacist. But he had a conversation with this dude for an hour and 45 minutes about space. This man, Grady Lewis, was wearing green. And I told you. They were doing it through color. If you go to Ruth Whitfield's son, Garland Whitfield Jr., you would see the mic and what he is talking into is green. They use death to make it a ritual. And people go along with it who are victims of this travesty. I seen another guy, a family member of McNeil. What was he doing? He was going to buy a birthday cake. Now, let me tell you what else about birthday cakes and birthdays, which is why I stopped celebrating birthdays. Blowing out the candles and birthday cakes and representing and worshiping your birthdays, which is self-worship, that comes from the Roman Catholic Church. So that's what McNeil was doing when he got shot and killed. He went into a grocery store looking for a birthday cake, which is what his family member said. And I can show you these interviews on Instagram that what you saw is as he's explaining this, he puts his thumbs in a pyramid. The same thing with Garland Whitfield Jr. did when he was standing next to Benjamin Crump, was putting his fingers in a pyramid, his thumbs. If you go look up old Harriet Tubman pictures, she stands there with her thumbs in a pyramid. When Kanye said she didn't really free black people, she sent them up north so they had to work for other white folk. He told the truth about that. But because y'all don't look into anything, y'all think, oh, he was being Uncle Tomish. Oh, he's a Republican. He's saying something what Trump would say. That's what makes y'all so stupid. That's what makes y'all ignorant. You only see black or white. You only see slavery and nothing else. You don't see blessings. You don't see your identity. You don't see your heritage. You don't see what's promised to us. You don't see none of those things. But they tell you a white man shoot 10 black people, y'all go in an uproar. I'm sorry. I'm never going to be in an uproar of anybody dying, of anybody race. I don't care. You know why I don't care? Because I know that this is all the Most High's plan. The more I see mass death, mass shootings, I know that this would be coming in the end times, in the end days. If you actually opened up the book of Ezra and opened up the book of Baruch and really got out of this, oh, why you don't say Jesus? Why you don't bring up Yahushua? Because I'm telling you, the Most High has already predicted, prophesied, and brought into fruition that these people would die if they did not answer, if they did not worship, if they did not stay on point in path with that Torah. I don't care how Satan uses his puppets to bring about the Most High's judgment. It don't matter to me. I see it for what it is. Y'all don't see it for what it is. Y'all see like some resurgence of KKK. Not even the KKK are talking about killing black folk more than black rappers talk about killing black folk. White races and all the other races want to kill and abort their children? Let them. It's them that's suffering through a low birth rate. This story has been out. It ain't been in the Great Replacement Theory. It's been out. White folk are not producing themselves as fast as any other race. Why? Because white folk have a need to have a structure involved before they plan families. And if they don't have it economically, they won't. You won't see them having families. You won't see them birthing children. You don't see white folk having babies out of wedlock. You don't even see white celebrities have babies out of wedlock. You mostly see them in relationships. Now, why do you think that is? And they promote hedonism and whoredom and retardedness on our nation. It's us that are breeding faster than everybody else because it's us who's breaking the Torah of having babies out of wedlock. White folk are not going to match that. Asian folk ain't going to match that. That is not in their heritage. It is not in their identity. They know that. They don't need Hollywood to tell them what they need to do or what they should do. They know this. We are the only dum-dums that need Hollywood, that need rap, that need actors, that need politicians, that need entertainers to tell us how we should act. And we act accordingly based on York Rite, Scottish Rite, Freemasonry. Whether you know it or not, that is how you live your life. I don't care what doctrine you think you evolve in. I don't care if it's crystals and rocks. I don't care if it's African spirituality. I don't care. You are following York Rite, Scottish Rite, Freemasonry. You are underneath the doctrine of your slave masters still, and you don't even have shackles on. I'm supposed to be hated for what I'm doing. I'm supposed to talk harsh for what I believe in. I'm supposed to fight for the truth because I know the Most High will make sure I am protected as long as I'm speaking truth, as long as I'm offering my oblations, my burnt sacrifices. My smoke offerings, my holy and feast days. As long as I'm doing that right, I am guaranteed to be alive. I know I'm not in fear of this so-called white supremacy boogeyman. It's some of us who are going hard body in the spirit of Yahusha are going hard body with the truths. They are not touched. But you could tell me, I'm supposed to fear an 8-year-old white boy who read an 180-page doctrine that was missed and matched, that had contradicted itself, that was given to him, or that was read, that was written by a French homo who only had two popular works, and the other work was about him kneeling in the bathroom and putting saliva between his own butt cheeks to get his butt blasted. I'm supposed to be scared of this white supremacy doctrine? Tuh! Man, I wish I would. But when y'all been in this system too long, when you been in this country too long, when you over there looking at everybody practice their victimhood, when you see it from the gays got it from Jews, and y'all got it from the gays. So y'all all get mashed up into one little pot. Y'all getting like a witch's cauldron. All she doing, all that, all America doing, the whore of Babylon, the daughter of Babylon, all she doing is just moving that pot around. That's all she doing, stirring it, stirring it, stirring it. Till y'all don't even come out of your own, y'all end up coming out of your own heritage and your own spirit, the spirit that the Most High gave you. Y'all sit and go right into that pot, then y'all equate all y'all struggles with Jews, with gays, and now y'all fight for their causes. And that's what they want, which is why they keep mentioning, that's why they keep mentioning them. It's their media, it's their entertainment, it's their message. Let me show you what the police at that time during this Buffalo mass shooting, what he said.
We're also hearing from police that the suspect live streamed the attack on social media. What does that tell you about his motivation?
So disturbing. You know, he put a GoPro on his helmet, drove around the supermarket directly behind us. In fact, he did some reconnaissance the day before. And he picked out this location because it was a store that was frequented by African Americans. So his target was African Americans. His hatred was towards African Americans, Jews, and also immigrants. So, I mean, his state of mind, obviously he had some mental health issues last year.
African-American, he hated African-Americans. African-Americans, he hated because he hated African-Americans. And African-Americans, he hated Jews. And he hated African-Americans because he went into a predominantly black neighborhood because he African-Americans. And African-Americans, and he said he hated Jews. And not one Jewish person has been attacked with this doctrine. Not one. What they're doing is now are trying to equate all of these religions, shuffle all these religions that is tied to black Christianity and white Christianity, to Islam, to Judaism. They put it all together. So if you guys want the answer, which they are Hegelian dialecting you into, if you guys want the answer, please accept the Antichrist to take away all of your worries. Do not look at the fact that the Most High is not a religion. It is not in these churches that people are going to. He is not in any doctrines known to man. But if you don't want to listen to that, but if you want to go search the truth of the Torah and get into these scriptures and get into the books that are taken out of the Bible that tell you how these people operate, if you don't want to do that, here's the Antichrist. It'll make you feel good and warm and gooey inside. You like your flesh? You like your worldly ears, your worldly eyes? We can give you something for that. We can give you a Antichrist. And I'm telling you, the Antichrist is white. The Antichrist comes out of a white vagina. The first one came out of a black vagina. The last one's coming out of a white vagina. Y'all better wake up. Y'all accept everybody else's doctrine, everybody else's religion, but you do not want to get yourself together to walk right. And you whimper, you whine, and you cry of this mythical monster beast known as white supremacy. When all of your favorite idols, all of your favorite athletes and entertainers have taken Masonic oaths to this white supremacy ghost to keep it going. And they're going to tell you, please, talk to your senators, talk to your House of Representatives, talk to your local and state authorities. They are all under Masonic doctrine. I can't tell you how many times I've driven from the grocery store Whole Foods back to my house, have seen Freemason stickers on the back of vans, on the back of plumbers, on the back of electrician vehicles. People have caught on that this is the way to protect my family by being under a Masonic doctrine because it seems like a great brotherhood. Everybody else is mobilizing against one nation, and that's the Israelites, because it's y'all that they need to push all of these stupid doctrines through. Pedophilia is going to come off the back of black women. Whether you know it or you like it or not, it's going to happen. And the same thing that goes through defunding the police. They're going to switch police. They're not even going to switch the police departments. They're going to make them switch uniforms, but you're going to get the world police. You are going to get another police force that's going to bash you upside your head worse than the other ones are already doing. Why? Because you believe that you can do anything in this country. You believe this country is yours. This is still the country of our captivity. The Most High would not said to Abraham that your children will go into slavery for 400 years and that nation I will judge. We are not supposed to be at home here. We are not supposed to still be doing these religions, these denominations, these unholy and unholy feast days. We shouldn't be doing them. Because I said this before on my Instagram and nobody liked it. They can't stand when I talk like this. You guys want to be participants of this system. You are going to fall and be sacrificed and ritualized because of this system. The only people who have not touched any type of harm or any type of setbacks have been the people who are eagerly and happily following the Most High's law, statutes, commandments. I guess you think a Kendrick Lamar album is going to help you. You think another Donda album is going to help you. You think Megan Thee Stallion shaking her ass around that white model, Cara Delevingne, is going to save you. You think Benjamin Crump is going to be the voice of reason to go into government and change laws that they are only going to change to bring about slavery, not only for your race, but everybody. Y'all focusing on white supremacy. Y'all focused on one white 18-year-old boy. When there's been more black mass murderers in 2021 than there was the year before. That black people are rapping and singing and tapping and buck breaking to music, calling each other black men, keep calling other black men ops. Black men in Chicago are wearing each other thin with bullets. But y'all get uppity because a white boy took out 10 people who participated in this system. When the Most High said he don't want y'all to participate in this system. The Most High has said, come out of her, my people. So you do not catch any of these people's sins. And what these people sin us, what's the reward for sin? Or sins, death. I'll say this again because I know y'all got worldly wax in your ears. Revelation. Come out of her, my people, so you do not receive any of her sins, any of her plagues. And the sin and plague is going to be death. Death. If you continue to participate in this system, which goes against the Torah, which the Torah is supposed to be a shield for you, supposed to be a life giver for you. If you continue to disobey the Torah, it is only a matter of time to gematria, calls your number, and you are then ritualized, sacrificed, and then we have to watch your simple ass relatives wear black and white checkerboard sweatshirts and jackets. We have to watch your simple ass relatives put their thumbs in a pyramid. We have to watch your simple Simon ass relatives go get Benjamin Crumb to get us to fight for your stupidity because you wouldn't leave this system alone. Grow up.